Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in a world with so much to be angry about, here's something else. Nestlé has announced that the Animal Bar and Caramac Bar are to be discontinued. Apparently, the public has grown weary or indifferent to these chocolate delights. News Talk's Has the World Gone Insane correspondent Henry McKean has been gauging the mood of a country in mourning today. Henry.
Yeah, people really are quite upset, especially about the Animal Bar, especially kids. They love it. And it's quite small, just 100 calories, 60 cents in the newsagent. I think you can get 4 for €1 in Dunn's, and I was actually in Dunn's in Coolock earlier, and they've already started to sell out. I tried 5 different stores and shops for Caramacs. Very hard to find. And
I didn't know they were still on the go, actually.
You can get them. I mean, I did go to one of those, it could be called Euro Saver Pound Store, or one of those.
And you covered them all there.
And they said they had them last week, but they've completely sold out. They are more popular in the UK, and they first hit our shelves back in 1959, and the original creator was Macintosh, which is now Nestlé. I did go to, you could say, Ireland's chocolate capital, which is Coolock, because they've got two factories. They've got the Butlers and they've also got Cadbury.
Yes, of course.
And we start by talking about Caramac. What was the Caramac bar like?
Beautiful.
So it was kind of white, chocolatey, caramelly?
Caramelly, yeah.
And can you understand why, you know, we change our minds, taste change, we stop buying particular chocolate bars? What do you think?
I think they should leave things the way they are, to be honest with you.
Just leave them in the shops?
Yeah, leave them in the shops.
And your favourite chocolate bar?
Well, it'd be caramelling anyway.
Something caramelly.
Yeah, something caramelly.
And
the children loved them as well. Like,
they do love them.
Yeah. Oh, growing up, my favourite. What would my favourite be?
My favourite was the fries.
Fries, Cadbury's, fries chocolate.
You loved the fries?
Yeah, dark chocolate.
I eat them every day.
You still eat them?
Every day.
So I think Cadbury own them now, I think. But yeah, you like them. The mint one or just plain?
Both of them.
Both.
And how many chocolate bars would you eat a day?
Oh, God, I'd eat 3.
I'd eat about 12 if I had them. With a package of crisps and a package of popcorns. So, I bring them into bed with me. So and a bottle of Coke.
You have the Coke, you have the crisps?
Popcorn and me chocolate.
And you love it?
Yeah.
And is it because you're near a chocolate factory?
No. No, I just love it. I'm going in here now to buy a load.
Cadbury's I used to buy, not Nestle's.
And what type of Cadbury did you buy?
Kit Kat is Nestle's.
It is, yeah. Well, it used to be Roundtree, but it's now Nestle. Yeah.
I still used Kit Kat, buy Kit Kat.
And, you know, they've shrunk them a bit, but you still like them?
I still buy them, yeah.
And is it the crispy wafer?
Yes.
If I told you the crispy wafer was crushed crispy wafer, and it continues to infinity, how would that make you feel?
Pardon me.
What chocolate bar do you miss from growing up?
Golden Crisp, I used to love.
The Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp.
What was in a Golden Crisp?
The crunchiness inside it would melt them out. It's just gorgeous.
Right, okay. That's some reaction there from some people in around Coolock. Obviously, when that was Caramac they were talking about mainly. Caramac, I'm surprised how many people kind of knew them. Really.
Yeah, because you're right, not everyone's tried them. I haven't had one in ages. The best way of describing them is a sort of caramelly flavour, Milky Way, or sort of a Milky Bar. And I brought in some animal bars. I did find these.
Yeah.
And we've all got one each. So
An animal bar is nice. It's kind of, it's not too big. You don't feel like you've eaten a load of chocolate kind of thing.
It's really quite small. It's just 19 grams. And Quilly and Sean Reedy also have one, so all four of us are actually munching
on chocolate.
But he's
holding his up with a look of contempt on his face.
But
he's not eating it. I think he's going to sell it later on.
But this does have a picture on it, but I've opened it up the wrong way round. Oh, there we go. It's got a lion, and I've broken it. Yeah, it's a lion, and I think that might be, is it a Bambi, or maybe is it a moose? Leo the lion, and we've also got... Oh, I've broken it. But anyway, Fiona.
Oh, yeah, I've got a lion there, Leo the lion.
Fiona the fawn, maybe. But these are very...
Maybe that's the problem. You couldn't make out what the animal was.
Or you just eat it so quickly. But yeah, it's back to supply and demand, and it's back to the cost of living crisis that does affect these large companies. And obviously chocolate, cocoa is more expensive. And they are, basically getting rid of products that aren't hugely popular. But I always thought the animal bar was quite popular. I'm just going to munch. I'm going to eat the fawn. Here we go. I'll eat the fawn.
Yeah, I'll read out some outrage. Grinder says, since Nestle took over Cadbury's, they've made an absolute hames of chocolate. Rose's shots are now just a symphony of perfume-flavoured mush. The pink snack is dead. The poor chalky animals are euthanized. And you can taste the grains of sugar in the Cadbury's chocolate products. Yes, I eat too much chocolate, but you know what you're talking about, Grania, obviously. Someone else says, bring back the marathon bar. I don't like the name Snickers, which is also the name of workman's trousers. It's very unappetizing. Yeah. That is true, but
it's true.
You wouldn't buy a pair of trousers by mistake if you're going in to buy a chocolate
or
bar.
Or a pair of Snickers and then pack it with Snickers.
The thing about Snickers, though, I mean, the clothing line.
Yeah.
Women love that stuff.
Do they?
They're turned
on by hardware.
I know loads of women who love a guy in a nice, you know, well-fitted pair of Snickers trousers.
Really?
It's a thing.
So a bit
I'm
of fancy
surprised, like, if there wasn't like a Snickers porn site someplace.
I never knew that. And then what about painter decorators? Do they get a look in? Or is it just
more...
Well,
they're splattered. If they're wearing Snickers and they wear their Snickers well, then why not?
Mm.
They're covered in splattered in paint as well. So it's kind of like avant-garde looking.
Oh, that's fascinating. But, but when it comes to Snickers or Marathon, I don't like Marathon because I don't like, and I'm a weirdo, that the peanut can't touch the caramel. And when it does... That's it. So I can't actually eat them at all. And my understanding is Mondelez is the company that now own Cadbury. So Cadbury is not owned by Nestle, I think.
Ah, right,
I think.
Okay.
But here are people talking about many things, including the animal bar that's going to.
Will you miss the animal bar?
Yeah, definitely. My grandkids would.
So they love them.
So do I.
And is it the fact that they're quite small? I've got one here.
Yeah.
It really is quite small.
Yeah, they're plain. There's not in them.
And there's like an imprint of an animal.
Yeah.
And every bar is slightly different.
Yeah.
This actual chocolate bar has 100 calories, which is 5% of your regular amount you're supposed to have a day. But it's absolutely tiny. It's just 19 grams.
Yeah. It's I like it now. I'm diabetic.
And so you get a little bit of your chocolate hit, just a small amount.
Just a smaller. He loves them.
And
she buys them for the kids. She's going to miss them now when they're taken off.
You're diabetic. What happens if you eat a chocolate bar?
Sugar levels hit the roof.
And you could get quite unwell.
Yeah, I get sick.
So you don't go near it?
No. I can't. It's not worth it.
Too nice.
It was too nice. Yeah. Is it possible for a chocolate bar to be too nice? You're saying the caramel was too nice.
No, that was, yeah. No, I was shocked.
You were shocked when you heard the news that the chocolate bar, this Caramac, is gone. And what was it you liked about it?
Everything. It was just so delicious.
What did you like eating?
Drifter.
Can you still get a Drifter?
No.
They're gone. They were lovely. They were kind of like a sort of cross between a Kit Kat and a Twix, weren't they?
Yeah.
And they were your fave?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favourite, mint crisps.
Oh, mint crisps. They were
really, lovely.
Really yummy.
Yeah. Loved them, yeah. But I can't eat them anymore because my teeth is gone, so unfortunately.
Did your teeth fall out?
Well, they're hanging out literally at the moment, so I think it's because of the chocolate that ruined them.
Kev says, what happened to the trigger bar? Blue wrapper and I think a cowboy logo. Hard toffee covered in chocolate. Staple of every 9-year-old, says Kev. Someone else says Leo bars are great. They're like Kit Kats, only more continental and classy. And Dan says, and Dan, you're absolutely right, because I've opened it up. It says that there's a little kid's puzzle inside the animal wrapper. Still enjoy that today.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, inside mine now, there's a little picture of what looks like that glowy ball in the sky, and you have to fill in the rest of it. It starts with S something something.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what the hell that is. I'll have to think about it. You know, that kind of thing.
I've got, can you help the monkey find the banana? That's my one.
Okay. A 2-and-2 bar is the nicest bar ever, but it's been gone for a year. God, I don't remember that at all, a 2-and-2 bar.
No, I don't remember the 2-and-2. I remember the Snowflake, which was, I think, a Cadbury's flake, but with white chocolate.
Okay.
And I remember that Top of the Pops presenter, is it Anthea Turner?
Mm.
She actually was paid a lot of money at her wedding to promote it.
And
She never lived it down.
She's still married, I wonder.
Sponsored by Cadbury Snowflake. But
that's brilliant.
But I think it was in the late 90s.
Is this now, I mean, and a lot of people are sending in their, you know, very fond, genuine memories of chocolate they grew up with. Is this now everyone's gone all kind of middle class and they want to eat posh, like 90% brown chocolate and all that stuff?
True.
Is that what it is?
It's true. I do like the quality chocolate, the expensive chocolate, because you get more of a hit off it. There's more cocoa and less sugar. They haven't, you know, perhaps diluted the ingredients. So, you know what? I drove to Coolock. I was actually trying to get into Butler's there's a chocolate factory, and I wanted to have a chat with a lady called Aisling Walsh, but she told me I'm in a chocolate factory in London looking at the changing tastes. And she's actually joining us from a factory, from a chocolate factory, and she talks about, you know, they actually trial their chocs daily when they give you a chocolate in the cafe to see what works. Here is Ash.
It's a very interesting topic for us, the changing tastes in chocolate, because it's true, tastes change as time goes on, but at the same time, in something as personal as chocolate, there are classics that will never ever go out of fashion. So for us, nuts, pralines, caramels will never go out of vogue. People love them year in, year out. They're just classics, and I don't think they'll ever change. Then something like salted caramel, maybe about 10 years ago, that came into the mix, and that came in initially perhaps as a faddish, interesting flavour, whereas now it is totally mainstream, so it is up there with the nuts and caramel. So we see flavours come in, go out, and I suppose the important thing for us as chocolate makers is to keep in line with current trends. So I'm actually here in London today looking at trends and flavours and tastes and see what's going on over here. So we would travel a good bit and look at different countries and see what flavours we might be expecting to see come down the line in Ireland in a couple of years' time. So it's always an interesting thing to do. At Butler's as well, we learn an awful lot about changing tastes through Butler's chocolate cafes, where everybody gets a complimentary chocolate with their hot beverage. So all things being equal, we're very close to what Irish consumers really, really want and what they enjoy when they can choose it, when there's no cost attached. This is just their favourite thing from a wide variety. So we see things like salt caramel, 70% dark truffle, they're really top of the list at the moment. And of course, the white chocolate almond cafe, always a classic.
Ooh, fancy. Anya on Twitter says Texan bar. I loved it. Texan bar. I don't remember that. No, and she sent a picture of it. It's obviously a real thing. Joe says the 2&2 bar was made by HB. Delicious. I don't know if you're in some doubt then about what you're saying, Joe. I think the quality of the chocolate from all confectionery manufacturers has seriously deteriorated in recent times. Horrible taste and smaller bars. I don't bother with that quality anymore. Pure muck. I used to love Cadbury's flakes. Tastes like dog poo these days, says someone. That's a bit harsh. Fry's chocolate cream. Anything happens to that and there'll be some serious trouble, says Mark. I feel like a Fry's chocolate cream now. They are nice.
I think they've kept their quality.
And yeah, I hope so.
And green and blacks, which I can't remember the name right, still really, really good.
And somebody says, I used to work in a shop that stopped stocking animal bars because junkies or drug users used to rob them. It was a cheap way to get their hands on the foil.
Yeah, and have a nice
snack as well.
Because if you buy a whole roll of foil, it might bring attention to you if you get it out
in the streets.
Carrying
it around as well, yeah.
And
it can be
quite expensive. I think a roll of foil is €2 or €3. Yeah. But yeah, these animal bars, they're lovely and kids still love them. But, you know, the Nestlé talk about the steady decline and the fact that people just aren't buying them, and they want to basically plug or focus on their best performing brands to the delight of consumer taste buds. God, I should have got a job in marketing.
You should have, really. What were you? One minute said broken chocolate there. What was that about?
Yeah, broken chocolate's really, really interesting, because broken chocolate is chocolate they can't sell. So if you take the Cadbury factory, formerly Cadbury's, they dropped the S and the apostrophe in Coolock. So not every chocolate bar, they go through quality control. I don't mean the staff eat the chocolate. I mean, they can't sell it all. So the broken chocolate is the stuff the staff get to bring home. So it could be like this animal bar I have here, but it's just broken, physically broken. And you, it's the same thing. It's just slightly damaged. I suppose damaged. Do you remember in the day in the supermarket, if you got like a box of cornflakes and it was slightly damaged, you get a reduction? I don't know if they do that anymore.
Do you remember,
anymore.
Yeah, like there used to be all when you were a kid, like there was all these conspiracy theories that if you bought a bar of chocolate and there was, you know, anything wrong with it, if you sent it back to Cadbury, they send you back this massive hamper full of chocolate.
It happened to a friend. I don't think he made it up. I think if there was a problem, a genuine problem, and you wrote a letter of complaint, they would apologise and send you back a big kind of hamper. I think that happened. I'm not sure what happens now.
Because I never tried it, but there was this whole thing that you could, if you got a fly, and then you got a spoon and you heated up the end of the spoon, and you just put the fly on the end of the spoon and then pushed it into the chocolate, and then there'd be a fly embedded in the chocolate, and then you send that back to Cadbury's, and then there'd be no end of chocolates coming your way forever.
That is very dishonest. But
yeah,
I can
it
see
is very
why
dishonest, but a genius. Could... Evil genius, though.
Oh, my goodness me. That's you're right.
We're not
evil.
Recommending anyone does that, by the way.
I thought everyone was genuine that actually, you know, ended up having a twirl and it should have had two sticks and it just had one. But you mentioned flake. Flake did have problems with their flake and it was too crumbly, even though it was the crumbliest, flakiest.
Chocolate in the world.
So they did have problems and they've supposedly solved them. And some, you know, for example, the timeout is no longer made in Kulok. It's now made in Poland. And I think sometimes when, you know, they make it in a different factory, it changes slightly. But we're going to stick with chocolate factories and we're going to talk to David Crilly, whose mum used to work in a chocolate factory.
I grew up in the 70s, 60s, 70s, which is a long time ago, but we had more value for our money. Bars were larger, they weighed more, better quality. Now you get less for more.
So the quality isn't the same. I know, for example, I think a Mars bar pretty much tastes the same, but other chocolate bars taste nothing like they used to.
No, they don't. You know, it's basically a scam, right? And we're all foolish enough that we fall for it because we still buy them. And we know we're getting scammed. The twirl, it was a long bar with chocolate on the outside and toffee on the inside. I mean, when we were kids, we used to go to the cinema.
And what were they called?
Saturday. I think it was a Twister or something. Something
a Twister.
Like a twirly bar.
Twirly bar, so different to twirly a twirl. Bar.
Yeah. Different to a twirl. So, I mean, in those days, kids got pocket money, so on a Friday or a Saturday, so the first thing they did was went to the movies and bought their goodies. And
got their chocolate.
All going in, their chocolate. And
so you missed the twirly.
Yeah, that type of thing, you know. But I miss the quality of sweets. It's totally different now.
And you could say we're in the home of chocolates here in Kulok, and we've got Cadbury beside us and also Butlers. Surrounded by the stuff.
Yeah, because all the families here will have a connection with Cadbury's. I mean, my mother worked in Cadbury's.
Did you get free choc?
Yeah.
You did? What did she bring back?
Well, there was a shop in the old Cadbury's factory where you could buy the broken chocolate and biscuits. So she'd have them hidden in the wardrobe.
So you'd have broken chocolate, like broken bars.
Yeah, but it tastes
still tastes the same.
You know? Yeah.
David Crilly, your favourite broken chocolate bar back in the day?
Whole nut.
Whole nut.
Cadbury's.
Can you still get a whole nut? I don't think you can you?
You can, yeah. But there's less nuts in it these days.
Right, there you go. A lot of memories there. Henry McKean, thanks a million for coming in to bring back a lot of chocolate memories.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.